Star Spooks, and Funky Phantoms by Karen Wallace. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Star Spooks. Chapter 1. Miasma Bogie Mandeville pushed open the attic window and rested her ghostly silver arms on the ledge. A warm breeze ruffled her knee-length orange hair. Spring had finally come to Creaky Hall. Miasma smiled and gazed down at her favourite things. Bullfrog Lake was bubbling with bullfrogs. The maze was turning thick and green and looking more like a prison than ever. Miasma never tired of watching Spring come to Creaky Hall, even though more than 300 springs had come and gone since she and Marmaduke had first moved up to the attic.
"Oh, shiver me timbers!" croaked Marmaduke behind her. "Where be that lunatic on the lawnmower?"
Miasma turned and smiled indulgently at him. Over the years, in between their poker games, Marmaduke had taken up various hobbies. Pirates were his latest. He was obsessed by them. He read books about them, he painted pictures of them, he insisted on eating what they ate. This was where Miasma lost patience. Weevily biscuits and rum were not her idea of a tasty snack. Even Cromwell, their cat, had been roped in. These days he sat on Marmaduke's shoulder with a patch over one...